Okay, let's begin. Close your physical eyes and find a comfortable upright position in the chair. Feel your shoulders dropping. Elbows heavy. Sit bones sinking into the chair. And at the same time, imagine that you are being gently lifted up by the tops of your ears. Creating space for your spine to hang freely and naturally from your head. And just take a few moments to observe how you feel right now. Be specific. Observe your feelings throughout your body. How does your stomach feel? What kind of sensations are there? You might check your feet, your toes, your lower back, your throat. The more carefully you observe, the more you may notice feelings that were not apparent when you started. You might notice more subtle feelings. The way our eyes get used to the dark and allow us to see more after a few minutes, so our other senses can also start to take in more when we give attention to them. You might notice your body is noisy. You might start to hear every breath, every swallow. You don't need to try to be quiet or be relaxed or be anything. Simply observe. Be present and aware of what there is, whatever there is to be aware of right now. If you start to feel sleepy, it probably means that you've stopped paying attention and your mind has wandered. So just gently bring it back to observing. You might try switching to a different sense. For instance, observing the tastes in your mouth. The feel of your lips against each other. The feeling of any vibrations coming up through the floor. And if other thoughts do arise, just try to observe them while remembering that you are observing them. Allow your awareness to expand, to take in the people sitting to your left and right, still with your eyes closed. if you sense nothing from them, but only stillness, observe the stillness. Observe the feeling of being surrounded by stillness. If you sense your neighbor is being fidgety or unable to come to rest, use your mind to offer your stillness as support, encouragement to your neighbor. If your neighbor is still, offer your stillness in partnership, affirmation of your neighbor's stillness. Go ahead and offer your stillness to the persons on the far side of your neighbors. So now you are joining with two on the left and two on the right. Joined in enjoyment of the present moment. Joined means it's no longer just a you and them. There is just one mind in stillness. You are giving and receiving the same mindfulness. One is indistinguishable from the other. You are a seamless part of a larger whole. And imagine that your partnership expands further still, traveling all the way around this circle. We are all giving and receiving attention, stillness, presence. Again, if your mind starts to wander, gently bring it back to focusing on what you feel and what you are giving and receiving. You are a part of the whole. This circle would not be a circle without you. Whenever you do have thoughts about yourself, your goals, your worries, your needs, which make you feel scared, anxious, vulnerable, judgmental, you can rejoin your consciousness to this circle. You can experience being part of a greater whole. Where your very being is so necessary and meaningful. Independent of what you say or do or have done or will do or what will happen to you. You can connect. You can feel connected. And not needing others to behave in a certain way to be part of the circle. You liberate them. accepting that their presence automatically connects them with you and you with them. It allows them to see you, experience you in your full presence, in your truth. And it frees others of any expectations to be a certain way, allowing them to be themselves. This is how we use our love. This is how we work miracles. You can even invite in someone else from your life into this circle. Their body does not need to be present. Simply picture someone from your life, in your mind, and extend your stillness to them. And see the stillness of their mind if your imagination shows you a picture of your friend in an agitated state, ask your inner guide to help you to see them in a still state. Trust that you are strong enough to do so. Join with your inner guide or Holy Spirit and asking that you understand how to offer whatever is needed in order for this state, this moment, to come to rest. And if you are at rest together, well, that is a lovely moment. Inviting you to play, to enjoy it. invite into your consciousness some image or impression of how you and this person might play, might express your love playfully together. Don't judge what you see, just enjoy it. No matter whether serious or silly, don't put a label on it. Just observe what your spirit wants to show you. This is just for your own inspiration and enjoyment. If you feel any hesitation or embarrassment, come back to experiencing the stillness with this person. In the stillness, you can gain confidence in your own strength and quietness. In your ability to experience your feelings and thoughts without being swept away. Say thank you to your friend. And thank you to your brothers and sisters in this circle. For sharing peace with you. For accepting your peace. And for joining together to share peace with the entire world. For sharing the magnificence of your love, your being, with all of creation. And let this be your experience from now on. Let this be your purpose. Why settle for anything less? Miracle workers, slowly lower your heads and open your shining eyes and share your peace with the room.